Dreamscape presents The Trainable Cat by John Bradshaw and Sarah Ellis. Narrated by Paul Ansdell. Sarah's Preface. Training cats is something that I stumbled upon. Now, when I think back to when it first started, I realise I was actually about 7 years old. Although, obviously, I did not know at that time what impact this would have on my later life, or that of the cats I would own. My mother bought our family a Burmese kitten. This kitten became the subject of all my affections, forming the focus of elaborate projects for Brownie animal lovers' badges, paintings and illustrations for art competitions, and much talked about at school to friends, to name just a few. Claude, as he was known, was very affectionate, food-motivated and active, the perfect combination of traits for training. Before long, Claude was being lured over elaborate furniture obstacles with tasty morsels snuck from the fridge, and excitedly chasing a wand toy that I dragged at high speed over garden jumps, made from my mother's clothesline poles. I think my proudest party trick was to double-tap my shoulder, whereupon Claude would jump from the back of the sofa up onto my shoulder and balance there as I moved carefully around the living room to the windowsill. With a double tap on it, he would leap down and rub his face against mine. There is no doubt that the love I felt for Claude was reciprocated. He slept in my bed and in my doll's cots and often accompanied me on dog walks. I lost Claude on my 26th birthday at the grand age of 19. What an imprint he had made on me. As by this time, I was already halfway through.